నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేష భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 16 అండ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 6. యథా వస్తూని పణ్యాని హేమాదిని తతతత పర్యటంతి నరేషు ఏవం జీవ యోనిషు కర్తృషు యథా వస్తూని పణ్యాని హేమాదీని తతస్తతః పర్యటంతి నరేష్వేవం జీవో యోనిషు కర్తృషు యథా వస్తూని పణ్యాని హేమాదీని తతస్తతః పర్యటంతి నరేష్వేవం జీవో యోనిషు కర్తృషు యథా వస్తూని పణ్యాని హేమాదిని తతస్తతః పర్యటంతి నరేష్వేవం జీవో యోనిషు కర్తృషు. దావస్తూని పణ్యాని తంతి నరేష్వేవం జీవయోనిషు కర్తృషు. యథా వస్తూని పణ్యాని పర్యటంతి నరేష్వేవం జీవయోనిషు కర్తృషు. యథావస్తూని పణ్యాని హేమాదిని తతస్తతః అంతి నరేష్వేవం నివో యోనిషు కర్తృషు. తామస్తోని పణ్యాని మాంగ్నీతడస్తతః ప్రయతంతి నరేష్వేవం గోయోనిషు కర్తృషు. మాతాజీస్, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్ వస్తూని కమోడిటీస్ పణ్యాని మెంట్ ఫర్ ట్రేడింగ్ హేమాదీని సచ్ అస్ గోల్డ్ తతః ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ టు దేర్ పర్యటంతి మూవ్ అబౌట్ నరేషు అమాంగ్ మెన్ ఏవం ఇన్ దిస్ వే జీవః ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ యోనిషు ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ స్పీషీస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ కర్తృషు ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ మెటీరియల్ ఫాదర్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జాయ్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ అదర్ కమోడిటీస్ ఆర్ కంటిన్యూలీ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అనదర్ ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్చేజ్ అండ్ సేల్, సో ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ యాజ్ ఎ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫ్యూటివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వాండర్స్ త్రూఅవుట్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ being injected into various bodies in different species of life by one kind of father after another. Purport. It has already been explained that Chitraketu's son was his enemy in a past life and had now appeared as a son just to give him more severe pain. Indeed, the untimely death of the son caused severe lamentation for the father. One may put forward this argument. If the king's son was his enemy, how could king have so much of affection for him? In answer, the example is given that when someone's wealth falls into the hand of his enemy, the money becomes the enemy's friend. Then the enemy can use it for his own purpose. Indeed, he can even use it to harm the previous owner. Therefore, the money belongs neither to one party nor to other. The money is always money, but is different situation it can be used as enemy or a friend. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, it is not by any father or mother that a living entity is given his birth. The living entity is a completely separate identity from the so-called father and mother. By the laws of nature, the living entity is forced to enter the semen of a father and be injected into the womb of the mother. He is not in control of selecting what kind of father he will accept. Prakrite kriyamanani, the laws of nature force him to go to different fathers and mothers, just like a consumer commodity that is purchased and sold. Therefore, the so-called relationship of father and son is an arrangement of prakriti or nature. It has no meaning and therefore called illusion. The same living entity sometimes takes shelter of an animal father and mother, and sometimes a human father and mother. Sometimes he accepts a father and mother among the birds, and sometimes he accepts a demigod father and mother. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. harassed life after life by the laws of nature, the living entity wanders throughout the entire universe in different planets and different species of life. Somehow or other, if he is fortunate enough, he comes in touch with a devotee who reforms his entire life. Then the living entity goes back home, back to Godhead. Therefore it is said, జన్మే జన్మే సభే పితామాత పాయ్ కృష్ణ గురు నహి మిలే భజే హరి. ఇన్ ద ట్రాన్స్మైగ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సోల్ త్రూ డిఫరెంట్ బాడీస్, ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, బీట్ హ్యూమన్ అనిమల్ ట్రీ ఆర్ డెమిగాడ్, గెట్స్ ఎ ఫాదర్ ఆర్ మదర్. దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. The difficulty is to obtain a bona fide spiritual master in Krishna. Therefore, the duty of a human being is to capture the opportunity to come in touch with Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Under the guidance of the spiritual master, the spiritual father, one can return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnat Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanmitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galpadarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare The chapter is entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. As we know, in the previous chapters, we discussed about Vrittasura. Then the question came in the mind of Parikshit Maharaj. Vrittasura was born in a demoniac family, but still, how he got the qualities of a great devotee? While answering this question, Sukadeva Goswami talks about the history of Vrittasura. Who was he in the previous life? That is how the discussion about Chitraketu came. Chitraketu was a great king and he had millions of wives. We all know this story. But he had some kind of expectation. He had a desire. The desire was, I don't have a son. So the sage Angira, he came and tried to preach to Chitraketu. But Chitraketu's condition was so much that any transcendental knowledge cannot sink into the heart of a person who is so materially attached. The material attachment is too much. If you talk to him about transcendental knowledge, about you're not this body, you're spirit soul, everything, whatever you get is according to your karma. In spite of whatever lectures you give from the Bhagavad Gita, a very materially attached person cannot digest transcendental knowledge. It is impossible for him. So Angira, he thought that there is no way that I can explain to Chitraketu that you don't, whatever you get is according to your karma. There are so many people in this world who have children, but they are suffering without the children, because of their children. And there are so many people who don't have children, they are suffering because they don't have children. So suffering is not dependent on whether you have children or don't have children. So these things don't enter the heart of a person who is having a great longing that I want it somehow or other. Actually, even though a person may be very elderly in age, but still, if he has a desire, material desire, his consciousness is like that of a child. You know, a lot of children, many elders must be knowing, seeing, raised children. When a child wants something, even if you try to explain the child in so many different ways, why you don't require it, why it is useless, even why it is harmful, in spite of so much of explanation by Sama, Dama, Veda, it is impossible. It is impossible to make the child understand. But with a child, there is one thing what you can do. What is that thing you can do? You can do danda, you can beat the child. But what about Chitraketu? He is a king. And how can a sage like Angira, use the fourth method of teaching transcendental knowledge, that is danda. It cannot be used. So that is why Angira thought that let us see. Now Chitraketu wants this thing. Let us try to do one thing. Let him have at least some faith in someone who is a devotee of the Lord. So that is why he was waiting for the time when Chitraketu is going to have faith in the devotees of the Lord. So that is why to instill faith in the devotees of the Lord, Angira, he gave him, okay, you take a son. I'll give you a method by which you'll get a son. But remember, your son will be Harsha Shoka. Your son will give you a lot of pleasure, at the same time he'll give you a lot of pain. A person who is very materially attached, if he wants something, his consciousness, his psychology, he'll have some psychological problem. The basic psychological problem with a person who is very much attached is, he will only hear what he wants. Even though the truth is told, he will only hear what he wants. The other part which he doesn't want, it will not go into his mind, it will not go into his consciousness. So when Angira told him that your son will be there and he will be the cause of great happiness and misery, he will be the cause of great happiness, that was heard by Chitraketu. But he is the cause of great misery did not enter his mind. How do you know that? Because we know that how when the child was born, after some time, the child was killed by the other wives of Chitraketu. Then at the time he started lamenting, oh, why the child has given me so much of misery, why the child has left. But at that time he did not remember that Angira had told, this child is going to give you misery. So this is called, this is a psychological problem which practically everybody in the material world has. That is, they would only hear what they want. Whatever I like, that is what I want to hear. But whereas Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna, when he asked Krishna, he told, Sarvameta dhritam manye yanmavadasi keshava. Whatever you are told, I have heard it and accepted it. So that is why in the Bhagavad Gita, people, you ask somebody, especially Bhagavad Gita marathon is going to happen, you go and tell person, so why don't you take this Bhagavad Gita? You say, oh, we know Bhagavad Gita, we have it. So what do you know about it? He says, they say, karmanne vadikaraste. So they don't see the further aspect of it. They don't see the other aspect of it. Other further verses, further part of the verses. They only just see that thing which they like and accept that. So even though transcendental knowledge is given to a person who is very much materially attached, they only seek out what they like. They would not try to hear, or they would not want to hear at all what they don't like. Ultimately, they want to accept what their mind says. That was the problem with Chitraketu. So now as Angira came again, and Chitraketu was lamenting, but he came along with Narada now. We know in the last chapter how Narada and Angira, both of them explained transcendental knowledge. In spite of he explaining transcendental knowledge, both of them, both the sages, Chitraketu was not satisfied. His lamentation has not gone. So earlier Chitraketu's consciousness was totally attached to matter. Now because of the engrossment in matter, he was now in lamentation. So much in misery. So these two kind of people, even though you speak so much of transcendental knowledge to them, you present it with so much of logic, argument, it will not enter into their heart. Who are those two kinds of people? Those who are very much attached, who are longing for something, and who are lamenting for something. Suppose somebody is crying. At that time, you go and tell, you know, you are not this body, you are spirit soul. Just imagine, already he is crying. And what will be his condition? I still remember, once, many years back it was, one child used to come to a children's program. And then the course was happening, the summer course was happening. And all of a sudden, one day, the mother came with the child. And then started telling, Prabhuji, aapne isko kya sikha diya? What did you teach him? I told, what happened? She was very disturbed. Then, you know, we are teaching shlokas to them, Bhagavad Gita to them. Then what happened was, I told what happened exactly. So then she told, his grandfather is admitted in hospital. He is in ICU. And now we went to see him. He also took this boy. Then this boy entered inside, and everybody were like in a very morose way. Everybody was thinking what's going to happen to this grandfather. He was also very weak. He was talking very, very mildly. Then he very lovingly called the grandson very near to him. Then this boy, he tells the grandfather, "Don't worry, grandfather. After you die, you get a new body. When you get a new dress, you should be happy about it." That is what Krishna told in the Bhagavad Gita. Just imagine. Already he is in ICU. Already he is suffering. And this boy goes and tells, "Don't worry." And that too the grandson is telling. If somebody in a sadhu goes and tells, people think it is his duty, he is telling. But this grandson telling him, how it's a, he would even leave his body quite early only. Isn't it? So, a person is very much attached, or somebody is in total misery. You just cannot go and give the medicine of transcendental knowledge to them. You can speak it, but you should really address what is their requirement. So, Narada, being a very expert preacher, he told Angira. Angira and Narada both were like very expert preachers. First step, what Chitraketu, what happened was, by giving a son to Chitraketu, Chitraketu had some faith in the sadhus. So, now the second position is in his lamentation. Both Chitraketu and Narada, they gave a nice wonderful lecture. And after the entire lecture, what happened was, though lamentation has not gone completely from their heart, from the heart of Chitraketu, Chitraketu started glorifying both Narada and Angira. And he told that, "I want to know who you are. I heard about great sages, great rishis. They travel around the world with just one purpose in mind. What is that purpose? To deliver people from miserable condition. And I want to know who are you?" And he made a great or a big list of great sages. That these sages, I heard that they are very great personalities. And their only one job is that they go around the world, travel to different places, so that people can be delivered from misery. I want to know who you are. To such an extent, just see, Angira and Narada were not at all even recognized by Chitraketu. Of course, somebody told that they were in a different form. Even though somebody may be in a different form, Narada is such a great exalted personality. Is it that Chitraketu, being such a king and a famous personality like Narada, could not be recognized? No. It was because of his lamentation. It was because of his attachment he could not recognize. Then Angira introduced himself and Narada. And in spite of he being introduced, still the lamentation has not gone. That is how this chapter starts. At least Chitraketu has come to the position of hearing. When somebody is very much attached, he will not hear. He will only hear what he wants. But because of the very great trick played by Angira, just somehow or the other, Chitraketu should have faith in the devotees. Chitraketu should have faith in the sadhus. Now, in the previous chapter, Chitraketu was brought to the position where he is willing to hear. He is willing to hear. That is where the previous chapter ends. Now, this chapter starts with a very unique thing. Narada, he thought, if we speak, again, transcendental knowledge to remove the ignorance in the heart of Chitraketu, he is not going to hear again. Because he will think, this is the duty of the sadhus, they will do their duty, they will speak something and go away. We are any attached householders, we will continue our life like that only. So, Narada played a trick. What was the trick? He told Chitraketu, seeing Chitraketu, he looked at the dead body of the son, the small boy. And he told, "My dear son, wake up. You got lot of life to live. Because your death is accidental." By hearing these words, Chitraketu became more happy. Wow, wow. Now my Narada is going to make my boy speak. He is going to come back to life. He became very enthusiastic and he wanted to hear every word of Narada. But what happened was, Narada, he played a trick. And he fooled Chitraketu. He did not make the boy come back to life. It was Narada who entered the body of this boy, and then he started speaking. Though it seems that this boy is speaking to Chitraketu, it is Narada who is speaking to this boy through this boy to Chitraketu. Now, as soon as Narada told this boy, just see your father and mother, they are lamenting. Just see your father and mother. When these words were used, same Narada, through the mouth of this boy, started speaking. Which father, which mother? Just imagine what would be the situation of Chitraketu. He would be like completely shocked. So when he got the shock treatment through his son, actually not through his son, but actually through Narada, what happened? He became very conscious and he started hearing what his son is speaking very nicely. So this shock treatment is very much important for a person who is lamenting, who is very much attached. So in the very first verse where this child is speaking, a shock treatment was given. A slap was given. Until unless a person who is attached, until unless a person who is lamenting, he is slapped. He will not come back to consciousness like a child who is saying, I want it. And the parents are trying to explain. The child will not listen. What happens? The father, the mother has to give a slap. Then the child comes to consciousness and starts hearing. Now, this verse, the previous verse, we remember where how Jiva Ochuhu, this Jiva, this living entity starts speaking. There, yeah, which father, which mother you are? This was like a slap to Chitraketu. Then he started really becoming conscious of what my son is going to speak. Now actually, there was attachment to the son. Now when this son himself is speaking, that became very much effective to Chitraketu. That is why sometimes we find, though a saintly person, very famous person, very good orator, a sadhu or a devotee is coming and is speaking, people would not take much interest in hearing from them. But when you tell them, oh, we have taught some Bhagavad Gita shlokas to your child, why don't you come? You will find they will come before time only. And they would long to hear what my child is going to speak, what shlokas is going to recite. So that is why sometimes those who are doing the children program, they have got good experience. That as soon as your child is on the stage to speak something about Krishna, the children, the parents are very much eager to hear. They are very much eager to hear every word of it. This is actually one of the children program in the Bhagavatam. Now Chitraketu's own son is speaking. Chitraketu in great anxiety is trying to hear. Great eagerness is trying to hear what my son is speaking. So this is how is the background for this verse. Now in the previous verse, we have a thing that, the essence of the previous verse is that this Jiva, this boy is telling Chitraketu, his father, you know my dear father, those who get a son, that son is none other than an enemy in his previous life. Only those who are our enemies in the previous life, they are born as our relatives, as our sons and daughters in this life. You may be thinking, what is this? Actually, it is truth. The truth is this. Whoever you are, a son or the daughter, the wife or the husband, or any relationships in this world, whom you consider very close, bandhu, they are actually none other than those who are enemies in the previous life. You may say, why? How is it so? Because enemy is the person who actually wants to give you misery. And somehow or the other, his desire of giving you misery was not fulfilled in the previous life. So now what happens is, he has taken a vow, somehow or the other I have to give you misery. So then what happens is, by the arrangement of karma, so he will be born as your son or a daughter or wife or husband, and then gives you misery. Actually, if you are very far, if somebody is very far, it is very difficult to give you misery. But if somebody becomes very near, it is very easy to give you misery. So that is why those who are our enemies, they are brought very close to us as sons, daughters, husbands or wives. But don't just go home and then say, oh yes, you are which enemy you are in the previous life, I want to go to the astrologer and find out. You are the enemy in the previous life, that is why you are born as a son. Actually, it is true. It is true. So what you should do if that is true? Now you came to know, my daughter was my enemy in the previous life, my son was my enemy in the previous life, what you should do? just consider, you know, I just have to do my responsibilities and get rid of them as soon as possible. And that is called relationship. Basically, in the third chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, in many places, people ask this generally question, what about our family relationship, what are our responsibilities and all, what attitude we should have? Very simple attitude is, just perform your responsibilities for the sake of performing, and just wait for the time when you are going to get rid of them. If this attitude is not maintained, then we will be another Chitraketu, that's all. It is very difficult to actually progress in Krishna consciousness having material attachments. And if you are already having material attachments, then what to do? With those who are in family life, what to do? The only way is this. What is the only way? Just wait for the time when you are going to get rid of them. And while you are along with them, just perform your duties for the sake of doing it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has actually come to give the highest thing, that is love of God, he explained this particular thing in two circumstances. One to Rup Sanatan and other to Raghunath Das Goswami. Rup Sanatan wanted to give up their material life, and they wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they started writing letters on the advice of their mother. After many letters also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reply. At last, one reply came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that you just perform your material life in a way that a young lady who has just got married has developed attachment to another man. So when she has developed attachment to another man, what she is going to do? She is going to perform her household affairs so nicely that nobody should come to know that she has affection for another man. So here that another man is actually Krishna. And one should develop attachment to Krishna within one's heart and do your duties and prove to people that you are a very perfectly materialistic person. That means you need to do a very good drama. So this is what is the essence of family life, how to progress in family life, how to progress in Krishna consciousness being within the family members. Now here in the previous verse, it is clearly established that how those who are the enemies in the previous life have become your relatives. Now the question arises, if somebody had been a relative, enemy in the previous life, I would hate that person. Definitely I would hate an enemy. Now, in this life, if the same person has come as my relative, I have I've given up the enmity, affection has come, love has come. How a person whom I hated, now the same person has come now in a different form, but now I started loving the same person. How is it so? Now that point is explained in this particular verse today. And is explained with an example of commodities, especially gold. Because out of many, many commodities, many, many different things, gold is something which is lovable by all materialistic people. They want gold. So now, giving the example of gold, this jiva, actually Narada is speaking. What is he speaking? Suppose for example, somebody, your enemy has gold, has a lot of wealth. Now, seeing that he has wealth, especially your enemy, you develop great hatred towards him. Not only hatred towards him, you develop great hatred towards the wealth also. That is why when you cannot do anything to your enemy's property or wealth, you say, nothing, this is all useless, I have better, something better than him. Because of jealousy, what you do? Even though somebody may be having something better than what you have, you will criticize that thing. I have better. You do other two things. One is, either criticize and lower that person or the things or the property possessed by that person, or you try to glorify yourself or the objects possessed by yourself and try to make it more superior than the other person, whatever other person has. So these are the two things generally done out of enviousness, out of enmity. Either you criticize or you glorify yourself. Para, ninda, or swastuti. This is done by all materialistic people because of jealousy. Now, it so happens that your enmity has increased to such an extent that you destroy that person or kill that enemy or conquer that enemy and then take that object which he has to your possession, then what happens? Immediately you start loving that object. Immediately you take care of that object. Immediately you take that wealth and then becomes very lovable for you. In the same way, in the previous life, somebody may be a person, your enemy. But when he comes in this life as your own person, you start loving him. So in one sense, if you see, our love is actually not for anybody in this world or any object in this world. If at all anybody loves anybody in this world, it is oneself. It is a great illusion when somebody gets captivated by these words. What are the words? Tum mere ho. Tum mere pita ho. Tum mere bete ho. If somebody gets captivated, that is the first snare of Maya. Of course, last snare of Maya is different. It's the first snare of Maya that when somebody comes and tells, oh, you are mine. In Hindi, it's na, tum mere ho. Actually, the truth behind it is not that tum mere ho, tum mere kaam ke ho. This is actually the underlying truth. But it seems to be affection. It seems to be very wonderful. Actually, the entire Bhagavad Gita, the scene opens with this particular point of philosophy. Dhritarashtra, we know it very well. This verse is known to everyone. Dhritarashtra vacha, dharma kshetre kuru kshetre, samaveta yutsaha, mamaka pandavasya kimakrita sanjaya. If you give this verse to somebody along with the translation, people say, Dhritarashtra was a bad person. But still, ultimately son, he loves his son. He is so much concerned about Duryodhana. That is why he is having fear. Oh, my dear Sanjaya, please tell what is going to happen to my sons, Mamaka, Mere Putra, my sons, what is going to happen to them, please tell. But if you really read the verse and the commentary given with Acharyas, they have exposed the heart of Dhritarashtra. Seemingly you will find Dhritarashtra is expressing his love and affection for his son. But what is the underlying principle behind this love and affection which Dhritarashtra is showing to Duryodhana, which a father is showing to the son? The underlying principle is a very ugly feature. How? We understand. Dhritarashtra very well knew that his sons are going to lose the war. Not only going to lose the war, they are going to die. Dhritarashtra very well knew that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he is on the other side. And Dharma is going to be established. That is why he says, Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. Now what was the fear, actual fear of Dhritarashtra? The actual fear of Dhritarashtra was, my dear Sanjaya, please tell, my sons are there in Dharma Kshetra. By the influence of Dharma Kshetra, hope my sons have not become dharmikas. Just imagine. What was the real fear of Dhritarashtra? The real fear of Dhritarashtra was, he's telling Sanjaya, oh my dear Sanjaya, is it by the influence of Dharma Kshetra, they are going to compromise and going to come back? Uska dar tha. What was the fear? The fear was, kahi mere putra dharmik na ban jai. They should not become dharmikas, they should not become religious. So Dhritarashtra's concern was not of Duryodhana's safety. It was not Duryodhana's well-being. It is not even concerned that Duryodhana should be the king. Dhritarashtra's concern was, somehow or the other, Duryodhana should fight. Maybe I know that he is going to die. At least for 18 days, as long as he is fighting, I will be on the throne. So Dhritarashtra's concern, his attachment was not for his son, but for his throne. To such an extent, Dhritarashtra, by speaking this verse, he has declared to the entire world that my interest is in the throne. To protect my throne, I am willing to sacrifice my son also. Actually, he did it. That was his mentality. Actually, it is a cruel nature of materialistic person. So the love of a materialistic person, the affection of a materialistic person is exactly like that of Dhritarashtra. And this is the first snare of Maya. People get captivated. When somebody says, oh, you're mine, very dangerous. Oh, I love you. Never hear them. You may smile at them. You may fold your hands and say, thank you very much, all these things. But never consider these words to be the truth. Nobody loves anybody in this world. Nobody hates anybody in this world. Is love and hatred actually mithya? Like even Prahlad Maharaj talks, when Hiranyakashipu told, enemies are coming in Chatmavesha. Then what is this enemy, friend? These are all illusion. Yesterday's enemy becomes your today's friend. And today's friend becomes tomorrow's enemy. We don't know. And it's very well, very nicely published in newspapers, isn't it? Every day the political scenario, what happens? You will find one person criticizing another politician, is that? And after few days you will find, I am in this party now. Isn't it? Why to wait for next life or the previous life? You can see every day so much of dynamics happening. And today's enemy becomes tomorrow's friend. Tomorrow's friend becomes day after tomorrow's enemy. You don't know. So this is an illusion. That is what Srila Prabhupada concludes. He says that this has no meaning that somebody is father, somebody is son. Somebody is enemy, somebody is not enemy. Has no value at all. It is all illusion. So here, the gold example is given. That how this gold it changes the hands from enemy to friend. Enemy to your hand. Suppose gold is possessed by your enemy. And now you have hated that gold because it is in the hands of enemy. Same gold has come to your hand. Then what happens? You start loving that gold. Now somebody snatches it from you and he has that gold. What will happen? You start hating that gold. So though the bodies have changed, though once upon a time you hated an object or a person, now you can still love that same object or a person. So this is what is proved in this verse. And Srila Prabhupada, he talks about a very important point here. He says that in this verse, the third line, it says, Paryatanti Nareshvevam Jivo Yonishu Kartushu. Paryatanti. Paryatanti means what? It goes on revolving, going from one place to other place. So this living entity also follows the paryatan, means from one body to another body, in one family to other family, from one set of father-mother to another set of father-mother. And Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying that Brahmanda Brahmitebhaya Kono Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadibhaya Bhakti Lata Bija. So, the real bhagya, the real fortune is when we develop a relationship or develop faith in the sadhu. Guru Krishna Prasadibhai. When Guru and Krishna's, when we get that mercy, that is the real fortune. The real fortune is not getting some father mother. Srila Prabhupada writes a very important line here. He says that this is not much difficult. What is not much difficult? To get another body, to get father mother is not difficult. Some people say, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, oh my father, my mother. That automatically you get. You are not going to get father mother because you chose them. Neither father mother got the son because they chose. They are forced, put into a particular situation. Nobody can choose. He should be my son. Oh, she should be my daughter. Nobody can choose that these people should be my father mother. This is all automatically done by the modes of material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashaha. The gunas are acting in such a way that bhungte prakrite jair gunan karanam gunasangasya sadasadyoni janmasu. So bhungte gunasangasya, because of the association of the modes of nature, karanam gunasangasya. Because of this gunasangasya, what happens? Sadasadyoni janmasu. Different species of life we get. So it is not that I have chosen my father, mother. No, you are forced to accept such and such a person's father and mother. You are chosen. You are not chosen your son. You are forced to accept somebody as your son. You are forced to accept somebody as your daughter. Actually, we say, I love my father, I love my mother, I love my son. Actually, this is a forced condition, forced situation. It is not that you come out of your choice. So, Srila Prabhupada clearly says that in the transmigration of the soul through different bodies, everyone in every form of life, be it human or animal or demigod, gets a father and mother. Getting father and mother is not a difficult thing. You are forced to get. You will get. Whether you want or don't want, we are going to get father and mother automatically by the modes of nature. But to get a bona fide spiritual master, that is fortune. So if somebody says, oh, by great fortune I got you as a father, by great fortune I got you as mother, oh, by great fortune I got you as your son, as our son, it is actually not an intelligent thing. The reality is, no, I am forced to accept you as a son. I am forced to accept you as your wife, or accept you as husband. What to do? There is no other alternative. I am forced. But here, there is only one fortune. What is that fortune? That is to get the association of spiritual master. So when you get the association of spiritual master, a pure devotee, that is the real fortune. Getting some son is not the real fortune. The Chitraketu was thinking, oh, getting son is the real fortune. But here, Narada is speaking through his own small son, saying that your real fortune is not that you got me. Your real fortune is not that I am able to speak again. The real fortune is that you have Narada and Angira with you. So learn from them. You got transcendental knowledge from them. That is your real fortune. So this is how Narada is an expert preacher. Just see, he is devising ways and means to bring conditioned souls to Krishna consciousness. Actually, there are different ways of presenting Krishna consciousness in transcendental literature. If somebody is in mode of goodness, then it is very easy to present Krishna consciousness to them. Somebody is intelligent, somebody is very sober, very nice person. And if you can teach a very high level of mathematics to him, because the student is very good already. But you take a student who is naughty, dumb, dull, and who is just always in mode of passion ignorance. To teach that person, it requires great expertise. Isn't it? Suppose you go to some pious place in India, you take a class, you already have people who are hearing nicely, who respect you, respect sadhus. But just imagine going to America and then you have hippies around, you want to teach Bhagavad Gita to them, who are already drunk and they have come to the class. It is very difficult. So here Narada is doing a very, very tricky job here. That is, to bring a person like Chitraketu, who was totally engrossed in materialistic life, to the transcendental platform. And what is the procedure which Narada has used? He has used an indirect way of preaching. Though it seems to be direct, it is indirect way of preaching. That is, through his own son, Narada starts speaking. Narada did it with Prachina Bari also. Okay, that is why Narada Bhagavatam, in different places, Bhagavatam presents the subject matter of Krishna consciousness in three different ways. Dashamastha Vishuddhyartham Navanam Ihalakshanam Varanayanti Mahatmanaha Shrutena Arthena Anjasa. Mahatmana, the great souls like Narada, they present transcendental literature, Bhagavatam, in three different ways. Shrutena, Arthena, Anjasa. Shrutena means directly quoting from the Vedic literatures. Just as it is, you just tell. When you speak as it is from the directly from the Vedic literatures, not everybody can understand. Only those in mode of goodness, those who have got some great piety, and those who are hearing very nicely, and those who have got the sense of discrimination, only they can understand Shrutena. Now, Arthena, Shrutena, Arthena. Artha means by speaking the same truth, giving examples. So those who are in mode of passion, they can only understand certain things of this world. So you have to explain the transcendental subject matter by giving some examples. By examples of different personalities who have performed this thing in the past, etc., etc. These are examples. That is why different stories of Bhishma are there, stories of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, the Pandavas, and all the different stories come in Bhagavatam is because of this Shrutena, Arthena. Anjasa is a very interesting point. Anjasa means to trick. Trick means to make a subject matter so simple, but to explain that subject matter in a very simple way, some tricks have to be used. That is why in the Bhagavatam, it is described in the beginning itself. Tatra tatra anjasa yushman bhavataj vinschitam pumsam ekanta shrestanna samsitam arhasi. The word anjasa has come in the first canto, first chapter also. The six questions asked by sages of Naimisharanya. In the sixth question, the first question is this thing. తత్ర తత్రాంజసా విష్మాన్ భవతాది నిశ్చితం. ఓ సుత గోస్వామి, ప్లీజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు అస్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ పుంసాం ఏకాంత శ్రేయస్, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ వన్ థింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ శ్రేయ విచ్ ఇస్ బెనిఫిషియల్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇట్ ఈ, బట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు అస్ హౌ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు అస్ ఇన్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ సింపుల్ వే. టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ సింపుల్ వే, వెరీ కాంప్లికేటెడ్ థింగ్ లైక్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, యూ నీడ్ టు ట్రిక్ పీపుల్. Without tricking, without tricking people or cheating people, you cannot make people Krishna consciousness. Actually, giving Krishna consciousness is the highest welfare activity. But for that, you need to cheat people. Sometimes somebody asked Prabhupada, how Prabhupada, you made us Krishna conscious? And Srila Prabhupada told, I tricked you all to Krishna consciousness. You can see Prabhupada keeping the Rasgulla jar in front of the storefront. What is this? It is actually tricking people to Krishna consciousness. Like we have making people life members. It speaks so many different things. All preachers know it very well. So it is actually the intelligence of Narada which is making people Krishna conscious, especially those in lower modes. Until unless they are fooled, they cannot become Krishna consciousness. To fool them and make them Krishna consciousness, to bring to the platform of Krishna consciousness, is actually the responsibility of the devotees, especially those who are following the footsteps of Narada. Because people are not so straightforward. So for that, we need to be a little bit cunning to make them Krishna conscious. This is how Narada is setting an example for all the preachers, to how to bring a person who is very much attached to the modes of nature, to bring them back to Krishna consciousness. So these are the points which I thought about these words. Any questions, please do ask. Hare Krishna.
I have a question and other philosophical discussion. If I remember correctly, you say the Narad Muni entered in the body.
Yeah.
Now in previous verse, he said, that by mystic power, Narad Muni made the jiva re-enter the body.
Yeah.
Now again, jiva means, same jiva who left the body, he entered, or any other jiva, again, Narad Muni can do.
Yeah.
Now, Narad Muni entering in the body means expansion. Did he expand?
See,
is there an example that Narad Muni expanded himself?
I'm just directly, this thing, I did not want to tell, but because I was reading Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, in that he clearly writes, Narada is speaking through the baby, the boy. That is what he says. I hope I have the translation. I'll try to. The sage, entering the body, then spoke as if the child has come to life. This is Vishwanatha Chakravarti's comment. I'm just directly repeating. I don't know.
I just want to understand the point. What does it mean? Did he that he hypnotized the child and child repeated whatever he wanted to say? It happens. It happens. People, even nowadays, they are hypnotizer, right? They hypnotize a person and he will make that person speak exactly what he wants them to speak.
It is not like that, because in the previous verse, it is clearly mentioned by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the child had actually died. And it is a long time since the child has died. It is not that the pranas were there, no. But it is Narada who is making the child, oh child, get up. And Srila Vishwanatha Thakur clearly, he says, Narada is cheating Chitraketu. He uses his word, chala. I don't have the Sanskrit, the English one. He says cheating. And how we did cheat? By entering the body of the child and then speaking. It is not that the child was still alive or hypnotized or something like that.
So my question is, entering the body means he expanded.
Yeah, expanded. Yes, yes. Narada can do that. Narada is a mystical person. He can do. It is explained in this point, Prabhupada did not give purport to these first three verses. So we don't have that information. But here, clear. Seeing that it was difficult to stop the lamentation, I'm just reading Vishwanathan Thakur's commentary. Seeing that it was difficult to stop the lamentation and illusion, Narada spoke through the sun to enlighten them. This is the second verse purport. Because you did not die at the proper time, you have the reminder of your life to live. Narada is fooling the king. Actually, he did not have reminder to live. Any life is left. Since this body was illusory, there is no question of reminder life. And in the next purport, second, third, fourth, these three verses in the purports, Srila Vishnagudra says, the sage entering the body then spoke as if the child has come to life. As if the child has come to life. Actually, the child had no life. So this is what I'm getting.
Anyway, I
had
to see, it's not... Like Narada expanding himself, the only Supreme Personality of Godhead can expand. You know, Narada is Satyavesta avatar.
Yes.
But expanding himself, that's a real difficult. That's but right. Yes, you know, hypnotizing part, devotees are expert in that, hypnotizing. As you rightly said, there are many tricks are there.
Yeah,
hypnotizing is one trick. Other question is, the logic is good about enemy becoming son.
Yeah.
The logic is very good. But let us understand the philosophical way.
Yeah.
It's karmana daiva netrena.
Yeah.
Everyone takes birth according to their karma.
Yeah.
So, and if an enemy becomes your son, means he has, you know, free will to choose who can be my father and who can be my mother. Oh, this guy was my enemy in previous life. I had to give time. Therefore, I had to give hard time. Therefore, I let him become son.
Yes.
But there no fear. I mean, he carried. He been given birth according to karma.
Yeah.
So how can you synchronize these two things?
See, once you have done a karma, after the karma is done, the reaction is forced. There is no question of any free will after performing the karma. So suppose somebody is having enemy attitude towards a person, and this person, he dies. Then after that, he cannot choose. He is forced to take birth in that particular family. So we have only freedom before we perform karma. After once it is performed, point of no return. We are forced. So especially in the age of Kali, it is a fact that those who are our enemies in the previous life, they are born as bandhus, as relatives. That is why we have divorce. And you ask anyone, who is the cause of your misery? He would tell wife, husband, son. Those who are very close, they become the cause of the misery in the age of Kali. Earlier, it was not so. Neighbor or somebody else, there was disturbances from other nation. But now the disturbance is not from some nation. It is not from the neighbor. It is in the family itself. It's a fact. They give misery. And the enmity comes out not immediately. It comes out as after some time. There are some sons I heard in front of me, one family quarreling. Pata nahi kaun sa janm ka dushmani hai mere saath. Like that, a father is telling the son and son is telling the father.
So this is like antakale cha mameva smaran mukto kale, that kind of thing.
That's yes, yes, definitely.
He has maintained.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely they come. It is true.
So the other question comes, the enmity develops. I'll give you an example. Kisi ne bheja? Ek kasai gaya ko kaat raha tha. To gaya ne kasai ko kaha. Ki tu mujhe kaat raha hai. Aray main to ghas khati hoon.
Barabar.
तुम्हें तो कोई तकलीफ दिया नहीं तो तुम मुझे काट रहे हो खा रहे हो मैं घास खाती हूं तो तुम मुझे काट रहा है और तुम मांस खाएगा
तुमको क्या होगा
तो क्या होगा
आई आल्सो गॉट दैट मैसेज
गॉट दैट मैसेज रिसेंटली सो लाइक हियर वी कैन सी दैट यू नो द कसाई वाज गिविंग हर टाइम देखाओ देयरफॉर यू नो हर बिकमिंग एनिमी इन नेक्स्ट लाइफ कैन बी अंडरस्टूड
या
But where from this started? like enmity, why with Krishna? How did the parent got in between?
So enmity with Krishna manifest as enmity to enviousness towards the living entities. The enmity is already there. It has to be shown to someone. We show it to people in this world. That is how it manifests. Krishna bhogavancha kare, Krishna bahirmukha bhogavancha kare, japati nikatastamana japati dare. Krishna bahirmukha, that means become envious of Krishna. That enviousness of Krishna towards Krishna is manifest as enviousness towards the living entities. That's for true. That is why nirmatsaranam satam. Those who have developed love for Krishna, there is only love for living entities. If they have got enviousness towards Krishna, even though they show love, that enviousness is being quoted by this nice quote of love. That's all. That's what it is. Okay. Yes, we'll take question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. We see a lot of trickery here.
Yeah.
By Narada Muni.
Yes.
Of course, for the better, higher purpose, Narada Muni used somewhat chala or trickery in Prahlad Maharaja's case also.
Yeah.
Whereby he used to come mingling with the cleaning ladies in a different kind of dress. Is it a necessity that all living entities need to have some trickery at some time? Or for example, in the case of Markandeya Muni, Narada Muni gave him a son. But he told him clearly that, look, this son, which will be known as Markandeya, will pass away at the age of 16.
Yeah.
And it was clear. I wonder if this Chitraketu's example, Chitraketu Maharaj was a very advanced devotee, is only as an illustration, and that he himself did not need any trickery. It could be for the loka shikshartham idam sarvam.
Maybe.
Because the Supreme Lord uses his stalwart devotees in order to illustrate some points. So how far it is true, how far it is true to understand that Chitraketu Maharaj needed this, or it was just an illustration?
See, until unless some acharya has confirmed this, we just cannot tell that thing. And as for my knowledge goes, none of the acharyas have told that Chitraketu was acting so. But in case of Arjuna, he was acting so. But nobody has told this particular point, so there is no point in discussing about it. If there are certain things which are not discussed by the acharyas, we should not discuss, because it is not our subject. It is beyond our this thing. We avoid that thing. Okay. Still you can take question or what? Okay, one question we can take. Finish.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, as you mentioned that there is no love in this material love. We are in this material world, we are basically existing for our own cause.
Yeah.
But we also see that there are some instances in which, we see the 9/11 situation in which, there were some firefighters who, in order to save the life of others, they sacrificed their own life. And love, as we understand, is selfless service. So how can we understand that those people, they sacrificed something which is very close, their own bodies, for the sake of others? Is this not love?
Srila Prabhupada talks about it as extended selfishness. Extended selfishness. So the same people who are sacrificed their own bodies for the sake of saving those people would have eaten a chicken in the morning and would have come. The PETA, protection of cruelty towards animals or something like that. They had a meeting in Delhi. And the breakfast was hamburger. Breakfast was hamburger. on the platform of ignorance, there can be no love. Arjuna was also showing the same thing. Arjuna was showing his concern and love. Bhaikshama piha loke, king wants to go and beg in the forest. He said, I want to be a beggar. But Krishna told, it is foolishness. A fool, it is better to have an intelligent enemy than have a foolish friend. So, on the platform of ignorance and foolishness, there can be no love, and any love which is shown is actually your enmity. It's actually enmity. So we should be very careful. What is important is not whether somebody shows love to me or not. What is important, whether that person is knowledgeable or not. That person is Krishna conscious or not. That's what is like. Yes. 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 Okay, stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai.